This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi, listeners. Friendly reminder that Girls on Porn now has a Patreon. If you like what you hear and you want to support, go to patreon.com/girlsonporn.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
I'm Laura.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything.
Before we introduce the topic, we have a sultry little segment for you today.
69 Seconds of Sex News.
We've pulled headlines from the news to keep you informed and horny. Here we go.
A 2-meter-high statue of an asparagus was installed in the town of Torgau, Germany, and the asparagus looks exactly like a penis. The artist Marcus Schultz wanted to encourage the inhabitants of the city to band together in the fight against COVID-19 and to stay firm in the face of the epidemic. If you Google it, you can see exactly what is staying firm in that town square.
A man in Michigan showed up to a Zoom court date with the screen name Buttfucker3000. The judge was not impressed with the displayed name and put the embarrassed defendant back into the waiting room until the name was changed. Buttfucker3000 ended up pleading guilty to possession of drug paraphernalia, but managed to escape the day's events without a contempt of court charge. After 14 months in quarantine, it might be time to learn how Zoom works, y'all.
Speaking of the pandemic, eased lockdown is a saving grace for condom companies. Global condom sales are bouncing back as stay-at-home restrictions start to relax around the world. Major condom companies have shown strong growth in the sale of sexual well-being products this quarter compared to the same period in 2020. We expect sales will explode this summer.
A man in Japan who dated 35 women and told each one he had a different birthday so that he would regularly receive gifts was arrested for fraud. The serial dater reportedly targeted single women and began each relationship with the suggestion that marriage would be on the cards. The women found out about each other, formed a victims association, and reported him to the police. In total, the women have accused this man of swindling them out of about $1,000 worth of birthday presents, clothes, and cash. There are so many elements I love about the story. The balls on this guy, the sheer effort required to date 35 women at once, and the woman who roasted his ass. I'm obsessed. And also jealous.
And also gonna try and pull off that scheme.
Absolutely. Dare I say, this man is a genius? I mean,
I say $1,000 is actually not what I expected. Like 35 right. different women giving
They're
you birthday
rich.
Presents. These are like gentle, but I guess it makes sense because it's like new relationship gifts.
Right,
not
right,
like,
sure.
Yeah. Not like serious relationship gifts.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
I could get to a grand with 10 gifts. Let's be honest. You know,
I could get to a grand in one
with
gift.
One gift.
Okay.
Yes. Listen, you have a talent for such things. Dare I say. Also, if you haven't already, you do actually need to Google that asparagus. It's absolutely not an asparagus in any way, shape, or form. It is a penis. This artist is clearly pranking his town, and I also respect that.
But also, like, stay firm. Like,
yes.
Why it is, like, okay.
Yeah, it's
we
clearly.
We know what you're doing.
It's clearly a veiled joke. That
100%.
Yeah, 100%. Okay. Today's topic.
Yeah.
I don't have a tie together. I don't have a veiled joke.
Me neither.
I don't have a, oh, and that is perfect because it brings us to.
Speaking of staying firm.
Yes, that leather does
yeah.
for, until you break it in. It's leather.
Right, yes. Leather. We're getting into the fetish fashion. You know,
yes,
we talked about latex before and now we're talking about leather.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
I was surprised to learn about the history of the leather fetish community and the leather fetish in general.
Yes. So I researched this as well. I was appreciative that you brought up fetish fashion because that was a term I hadn't heard.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you found the same article or read the same article that our intern provided from another man mag that clocked two climaxes.
Mm-hmm.
Are you tracking this? So Dr. Frenchie Lunning, author of the 2013 book Fetish Style, gauges that in the history of fetish fashion, there have been two climaxes. The first is between 1870 and 1900. And in that case, the Victorians went crazy over silk and velvet. So we're talking about different materials then. As quickly as new substances were manufactured, somebody eroticized them.
Right.
And then we have a fetish wear resurgence for that second peak a century later.
Mm-hmm.
Between 1970 and 2000, when leather was the material of choice, although important to know that on the gay scene, an infatuation with leather was alive and well as early as the 1950s, and that article attributes that to, like, post-World War II military influence, actually, which is kind of fascinating.
And also because these men who found, like, you know, a camaraderie amongst men in, you know, while in the force, you know, had some time to dabble a little bit in the pleasures of men's company, you know, experience some, you know, homosexual experiences, decided to, like, stick with it and found that same sort of camaraderie in biker clubs and communities.
Yes. Yeah. I had never thought about that or heard about any kind of growth or, like, a burst of homoeroticism around actual warfare, which is such a sort of obvious thing.
Right.
When you think about it, but it's a fascinating theory and does time out with the existing gay history I was aware of, particularly in the US.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of, like, you know, people had this hole in their heart for same-sex freedom that they found in the
adjacents, just being in those bunks, in those trenches.
And they found it in, like, you know, biker clubs. And and I think it's fascinating because it's like leather was sort of the symbol of, like, hyper-masculinity. So it was also, like, a rebellion against what we saw as what, you know, the culture saw as what gay men, we were portraying them as, like, these camp kind of hyper feminine, you know, not necessarily, like, sexy studs. And then we got hyper masculinity and leather in rebellion against that.
Yes. There has to be a bunch of different forces sort of working with and against each other, right?
Yes.
Like, there is this iconic leather masculine image. Like, we've got Brando and James Dean and this, like, Hollywood leather image that on the one hand could be emulated, but could also be attractive. You know, like, it could be part of the actual sexual attraction of, like, thinking about these iconic people that are sexually attractive.
Yeah.
And then combining actual, like, leather, like, hyper-masculine leather biker gang culture on the gay scene and it being, like, a way to, and I think what you're referring to in this case, like, sort of skirt that fear of being considered effeminate, you know, like the leather as an outlet to perform masculinity in being, like, afraid to not achieve the masculine ideal.
And so celebrate it.
Yeah, really interesting sort of, like, mashup there, for lack of a better way of putting that. Mm-hmm. I had prior known of Tom of Finland and Robert Mapplethorpe. Like,
yes,
these are artists that frequently cross my Instagram stream and are iconic. Yeah. And for those that don't know, like, Tom of Finland was a Finnish artist known for his stylized, highly masculinized homoerotic art and for his influence on late 20th century gay culture. He has been called the most influential creator of gay pornographic images by cultural historian Joseph W. Slade. And much of Tom of Finland's imagery is this very conventionally masculine, muscular male figures, often
throbbing
wearing, like,
chests,
tons of leather. Like, think
thick thighs.
Yes, yes, you know? Exactly. So that was some of the first imagery that depicted gay culture in a, like, masculine and in a, like, empowering way. So that, again, it's interesting the way those things are all incorporated and titillated while also subverting certain stereotypes and, like, presenting new cultural waves.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm quite academic today. I think it's just me.
You are
trying to act like I am in this community, but I'm new to leather, y'all. Here we are.
And then, you know, we started seeing leather bars opening up. Mm-hmm. Obviously, San Francisco, there was a big leather community. And then we started to see like a space for lesbians in the leather mm-hmm. community as well.
Mm-hmm.
There was Cynthia Slater and Pat Khalifa were both kind of figureheads of that, who brought they both Cynthia Slater in particular was like one of the earliest S&M like safety educators, an AIDS activist, and was one of the first people to make space for lesbians in the leather kink and fetish subculture.
Mm-hmm.
And
everybody's welcome at the party.
Uh-huh. Pat Khalifa as well. They found it, Pat Khalifa, in 1978, Gail Rubin and 16 others co-founded SAMWA, a lesbian feminist BDSM organization in San Francisco. First lesbian BDSM group in the United States.
That I didn't know.
Yeah. Lots of parades. We've got leather fairs. We have an international Mr. Leather and Miss Leather competition.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Dykes on Bikes.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the Leather Pride flag. Leather Archives and Museums in Chicago was founded in 1991. We got a Leather Hall of Fame.
Wow.
We have a Leather Cultural District in the mm-hmm. south of Market, San Francisco. Mm. Yeah, so really strong subset of the BDSM community is the leather.
And of the queer community.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Though
not limited to.
Do you like leather?
I do. I am certainly not a fetishist, but
right.
of course I get it. And mm-hmm. I love the smell, the texture, like in garments and accessories.
Uh-huh.
Like I really get the like tactile, like you said,
sensation.
Like stimulation, the sensory of it all.
Like we talked about in the latex episode, it's like a second skin, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
And also like a barrier.
Mm-hmm.
We also
or
like,
can be like incorporated into kink, like
yes, yeah,
like with detachable pieces or like uh-huh. things that come off and reveal the like human
right.
body underneath. Like that can be really fun and scintillating to like keep something. I mean, we've talked literally a bazillion times in the show about it being hot to like keep something on, you
right.
know, like in the heat of the moment, you know, like
totally.
Having access, which we'll talk about with both of the videos we're going to talk about today.
Yeah. I don't have a lot of leather things, but I do mm-hmm. have a pair of leather biker boots that were actually owned by my grand uncle's partner.
Oh,
And he wore them in like he was part of like ACT UP and was like an AIDS activist here in New York in the 80s. And he would like wear them in like, you know, the Pride March every year. Like he was a little bit of a leather daddy.
Oh, I love it. I didn't know the history of those boots. What little heirloom.
I know.
Oh, sweet.
He was
I have also yet to like really incorporate leather into my sex play. Like I am wanting to experiment more with like being tied up and that mm-hmm. kind of thing. But my experience with that is always like pretty cheap, whatever,
it's like pleather.
Furry cuffs or pleather. Yeah, exactly. Like I haven't made the investment and that is that is on my list of things to do. And you know, like
the idea of like
indulging.
Leather. Yes. The idea of leather, like hot pants or like hot shorts is really exciting to me.
Yes.
You know?
Uh-huh.
I haven't experimented enough in my sex life with leather. But that's because, you know, I think I'm a little vanilla sometimes when it comes to like fashion fetish, you know? Mm-hmm. Like I don't have anything latex. I have some lace stuff. Does that count?
Listen, to each their own.
Yeah.
I think both of us on this show constantly be like, and I'm vanilla because I haven't done this one specific thing.
But I love it, you know.
Life is long.
Like
and
I
anyone's
love...
sexual journey can constantly be unfolding. You know?
I love like Tama Finland's work. I love like seeing like the videos that we're going to talk about. Like they were they turned me on in a way that I was surprised about.
Mm-hmm. Very exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Leather. Who knew? If anyone out there wants to become one of my 35 boyfriends and buy me some leather accoutrement, slide into the DMs. Let me know. Should we do the showdown?
Let's showdown, baby.
Okay. Tight job, wet looking leather pants and high heel cum on leather pants.
So there's definitely some leather pants that much I gleaned.
That's the only thing
possibly
I know.
Two pairs or we're just returning to the first.
a high heel cum. Tight job, wet looking leather pants and high heel cum on leather pants.
Uh-huh. Wet looking is an interesting choice. You know, like, are they wet looking because they're wet or are they wet looking because
it's something else?
Because it's shiny leather.
Oh, I mean, that's also a good. I was like, is it piss? I don't know. Like, I just have piss on the brain.
Like patent leather, but that is like latex. I don't know.
You know what also I think about when I think about patent leather? The what? Matrix.
Mm-hmm.
That was a fetishy movie.
I wonder how many folks that movie like uncovered a latex or leather kink.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Like a fetish, a fashion fetish for anyone.
I mean,
we've learned so many kinks. It's like, oh, wait, I'm like way into this. You know, these things can sort of unlock something. So why not?
I certainly remember watching that movie and being like going to Hot Topic and being like, Mom, can I? Absolutely not. No, you cannot.
That sounds right. That tracks with everything I know about you, which is ironic because The Matrix is a Jesus parable.
Yeah, I know.
You know, like,
right.
Anyway, okay.
And trans.
What?
It's about like, coming out of like to realization of like, you know, it was the Wachowski brothers, sisters, sorry, are now trans women. And they talk about how. Yeah. Oh my
Wait,
God,
you're
you
blowing my
this?
Mind. I didn't know anything about this.
Oh my God. Yeah. If you haven't watched the Netflix documentary Disclosure, it's incredible. And one of the Wachowski sisters was like, yeah, when I wrote The Matrix, it was a lot had to do with my own kind of uncovering of like my gender identity and like waking up to the real world, you know?
Oh my God. I love this. This is mind-blowing because I have this impression of Matrix that was handed to me by my Christian cousin.
Oh, no.
Who showed me, has like a big poster of the Matrix in his office at the time. And he was like, did you know? And I love this cousin, very sweet guy, very Christian.
Right.
And he like refers to the poster and he's like, did you know that the Matrix is like a Jesus parable? Like, and talks about Neo, that's the character. That's the Keanu character as following the like Jesus myth, which could like fully be true in the story arc and every story could be attributed to anything else. And I've never known if the intention of the filmmaking was to reference anything biblical.
Right.
So I'm actually kind of thrilled that in reality, this is about someone like actually coming to terms with and uncovering their.
Yeah. Of their identity.
Trans identity. That's.
Fabulous, right?
That's the best thing I've heard all week.
Somehow
that's
welcome
just thank
for
you.
That little gem.
Who knew we'd get there in a showdown? Okay. So now if we're on something completely different. Cute redhead girl blowjob, definitely not sad porn.
Oh no. Definitely not sad.
Also, I honestly didn't do this full justice because it's cute redhead girl blowjob.
Oh,
definitely not sad porn. So redhead is spelled like red.
She's
past
a bookworm.
Tense. Yeah, she's a bookworm. I'm a readhead. I love reading.
Love
there,
it.
Which is funny because that actually makes it sound like there's more of a play on head and blowjob, but obviously not intentional.
No, I'm going to say no. Fuck my bubble booty and leather legging. Just singular.
Just one.
Legging.
You only need one, you know?
Right.
Let's not get greedy.
Well, as we'll talk about later.
As we will.
You only need one.
That's all I was thinking about was that image.
Fuck my bubble booty.
Yeah. Stella takes advantage of the hole in my skin-tight leather pants.
Ew. Ew. This actually reminds me of like a terrible story that I was told once.
Oh, no.
From a friend of mine who was like talking, we were talking about like early like high school sexual experiences, and he was like, and I remember he lived in New York City and he grew up in New York City, and a girl that he was dating in like high school or whatever like had to take the train home, and they would go to Grand Central and like make out, and like he was like, and I would like finger bang her in between like the hole, there's like a hole in her pants. I was like, in Grand Central Terminal? He's like, yeah.
I guess that's a step above, like, Port Authority. Like, right. But
Port
still,
Authority feels dark.
It does. It really
it
does.
It is dark.
It is. It's dark. It's fluorescent.
There's some class in Grand Central.
Yeah. At least you have the, like, sweeping archways and the, like, right. decadent marble, et cetera. Right.
The Oyster Bar.
Also, anyways. Like, can you really finger fuck someone through a hole in their pants? Like, how big is this hole?
No. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, no, we're just not, like, we're diddling. Yeah. We're just like
it's just
poking
like a
around.
Finger is kind of getting in there. Like, ET phone home, maybe I'll reach something exciting.
I don't know why the image that conjured was both Winnie the Pooh stuck in like rabbit's hole or like. In, like, The Little Mermaid. I just had, like, cartoon images of, like, something trying to come in. Like, something you don't want coming in.
Right.
Well, which is not, you know, really how I think about that sex act. Okay.
Not turning your crank. Okay. All right. I like when my roommate gets really horny when I wear leather leggings, and then I let him come on me.
Good journal entry.
Dear diary, today was a good day. my roommate saw me in my leather leggings and he got really horny and, you know, I let him come on me.
Yeah. You know, I let him. I at least appreciate that there's consent and.
Right. I let him, you know.
An attempt at the female experience there. Okay.
Right.
Last one. I think I maybe blew my wad in the earlier one, so I'm not sure this one blows my mind as much as the others, but we're going to give it a shot. Curvy amateur stepmom is fucked doggy style. And her leather ass cum covered.
Oh.
But they're just like telling us what happened. The leather is a reveal at the end.
Leather
one,
ass.
See.
Is it like leather face where it's like actually a second skin? She's wearing someone else's ass.
Yeah. That's the kink. That's actually the twist here is that you just think you're getting like vanilla doggy style sex.
Right.
And then there's like a weird skin graft like on this person's ass. Yeah,
no.
With that, shall we take a break?
Yeah.
Okay.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Let's do it.
I was just going to say the same thing.
Is the tag on this video that we'll be talking about now that we're back from our break. I mean, this is like, this is one of those great times when we get to review something that absolutely could have been the showdown. This video is let's do it. Big tits cougar porn star Sexy Susie demands sex from amateur. I would have thought that let's do it was a typo, but it's clearly like a punny
channel.
Mm-hmm. Why do? I don't know.
What? First of all, what country are we in?
First of all, where are we? Yes. Yeah. First of all, where are we? So, okay. So we open on an empty lot. I cannot think of anything sexier, but just like an overgrown, weedy,
barren, yes,
graffiti tagged, like mm-hmm. empty lot somewhere. Mm-hmm. The music playing is very Americana South. Like it's sort of banjos.
Twangy.
Like that's where we're starting. Very twangy. And then we get a German narration. I believe it's German. It has to be. Maybe
English
it's Dutch.
Captions.
English captions.
As a woman dressed up as a granny.
As a fake granny walking with a cane.
Walking with a cane.
Hot woman with tattoos and a pretty face.
Comes into frame across. You know.
Yeah, comes across the wide frame, like hobbling along. And then a man who, again, looks like he's weirdly from like the American 90s.
Yeah.
He's got like a backwards hat.
Yeah. He might be in Smash Mouth.
Yes. That's exactly the vibe. So a band member, a lesser known band member from Smash Mouth with his hat to the back.
Uh-huh.
Starts
and
hitting on this granny.
And she beats the fuck out of him.
And then she just like extravagantly beats him.
With her cane.
For a long time. It like goes longer than you think. And then under that, mm-hmm. the narration says, young, firm, crease-free, naive, adventurous, virginal, inexperienced.
Oh.
Many young men are fed up with that and start looking for more mature fruits. This is when we see Granny. Right. Some ladies get the attention wrong. How can such a young man hit on me, the ladies think. And then, so this is the narration we're getting.
So essentially we're getting a PSA.
Yes.
About
MILFs.
We're getting a PSA about MILFs and why, as an older lady, you should really embrace your MILFness.
Yes.
And then we even get a host, like on the scene, a reporter on the scene with a microphone talking to us, telling us about like, having sex with an older woman is way better.
Uh-huh. And that some guys are bored by like stunning hot young girls with tan and tender lips.
Right.
By this point, we've also cut. So like lots of weird jump cuts. So like first Granny beats them. Then it's like, you got it wrong, girls. I mean, ladies.
Yeah.
And then we're like getting explained that like MILFs are hot. Mother, I'd like to fuck. Which she actually says in English. And then
this is 3 minutes long, by the way. We're three
minutes
in.
Yeah, we're 3 minutes in. This, we've got our like reporter on the street who I think is also played by the same woman who was Granny before.
I don't know.
And then we cut to like a random bedroom. And there's like a hot woman. It's like some guys are bored by stunning hot young girls with tans and tender lips. And this woman is like trying to crawl all over this frankly not attractive man.
Yeah.
The and he's bored singer. And he's on his phone and he's not into it.
Yeah.
And then we cut yet again
to
the leather portion
of
this video.
And this woman is wearing a one leg bodysuit.
Yes.
Bodysuit. It's really, really easy.
So it's a black pleather
bodysuit.
I can't vouch for this being real leather. It definitely can't be. It's too stretchy and thin.
And one leg is entirely missing. And she is walking in stripper shoes in the weirdest way. It's like one leg in front of the other. It's like slightly stiff and robotic.
And
her face is really strange. She's like jutting out her jaw and she's like trying to give like a sexy, serious face. And
As I was watching this, I was like, this has to be self-aware. Like, this has to be parody.
And
she is making, like, the strangest stank face. Like,
and the walk. Everything about it is insane. The guy that she's walking towards is insane. He's wearing tight jegging shorts.
Yes.
And like
rolled up at the knee.
Yes,
like they come all the way to his knee and they're like cuffed.
And then he's got a ponytail and loafers.
And just a generally like lackadaisical attitude
about
what is happening to him. Yeah. younger than this woman by a little. So that part they've achieved, the like MILF theme. Like right. This woman is probably 10 years his senior. I don't know. Right.
The music is insane. We have a nice like, yes. neon purple vignette happening like around the action.
Yes.
She's got a rhinestone choker on.
Uh-huh. And yeah, just, going back to the music, you know, it's like Eurovision techno. It feels very spirited.
Yes.
Like it's like ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba. Like
it's,
you can
it's
do
high
it techno.
Energy.
Yeah, I don't know what to qualify that. I'm not in the like EDM space, but it's right. like we're designed to feel spirited right. is the right. sensation right. I got.
And then we get to the sex.
Yes. And we cut to yet another music shift. And right. this time it's like shopping music.
Uh-huh.
It's like synth. It's synth shopping music. Yes. We get the pirate jean shorts off.
Uh-huh. And we proceed.
We're still making weird faces.
Oh,
our,
yeah.
Our
strange,
our sexy
faces.
Susie, our porn star, is still uh-huh. mugging in the strangest
She's
way.
She's really trying. She titty fucks. She gets mm-hmm. titty fucked. And then we get some very boring looking sex with mm-hmm. Obviously the pleather.
The
unitard
suit stays on. Just scooted to the side. It did win me over that I was like, oh, that's kind of fun. But if it pulls to the side that easily, it might not be the best for brunch.
Right, right. So I'm like, what are we doing here? Where did you buy that? And she is making the weirdest sounds. Like she's moaning, oh, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. And he is.
But also just the consistent, that thing of like, oh, yeah. Like you
Throughout
need to have a vocal response
thing.
To everything that happens. Yes. Like never lets up.
Important to note, he's silent.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely
of course he
silent.
Is. Of course he is. Yeah.
So we don't know if he's enjoying himself or not, but. She mm-hmm. also calls him, we also get some captions here, because she calls him, you hot stud, my hot boy.
Doesn't quite work in translation.
No, it doesn't.
A hot boy. Oh, my hot boy. And
my
his hot,
hot
pants.
Boy. His hot shorts.
Yeah. I didn't know, like, what to expect with this video. And I will say in the first three, the chaotic first 3 minutes were chaotic good. And that they were, like,
literally a public service announcement
so much,
for MILFs.
Like, felt like a PSA for MILFs. Like, just weird costumes. Felt very self-aware. Bizarre music. So strange. And then being, like, some men don't want the young femme ladies. I mean, I'm putting the accent on even though they're, like, literally speaking German. And I was, like, this weirdness... I'm into. And then and then it just, it went downhill from there. You know, like, again, the weirdness of her, like, approaching him with her very put-on face and her strange demeanor and her weird outfit.
Oh,
but then it
no.
just became, like, really vanilla sex and disengaged
like
and therefore
it.
Boring, you know? It just was so strange. I just need to know the, like, production history of this thing and how it came to life.
Why? Most importantly, why was this made?
I know? Feel like it was someone's opus that, like, fell apart in execution.
Right, right.
You know?
Yeah, totally. If I just made this video, people would understand why having sex with an older woman is way better, you know?
Yeah, or just like, oh, I've got a brilliant premise. This is the funniest. This will be hilarious. But they just like didn't get the coverage they needed, and it just turned weirder and weirder in the edit.
Weirdly enough, though, because I am so horny and lonely, I was like, yeah, I guess I could jerk off to this.
Oh, really? Like, you still, by the end of it, were like, I'm into it. Like,
well, certain, you watch.
Was it just the pure
is,
sex and you being
yes,
like, yeah,
when the
I'll
porn
still
is bad,
jerk off to, I'll still jill off to
right. It's
doggy
because
style,
you're looking
whatever.
At, you're looking at a sensation that you know what it feels like. You know what I'm saying?
You're just describing what porn does.
Yes.
Yes. You're describing why we watch porn. You're like, have you ever watched people have sex and been like, you know what would be great is having sex. Is that what you literally just boiled down for us? We've done more than 100 episodes of this show. And you're just now putting together.
Sorry.
You know what I think I'm getting a grasp on something here. Go with me. But I think when I have the sensation of I like having sex and I'm watching sex, that gets me going. Call me crazy. Call me kinky. Otherize me.
Shut up. I'm going to kill you. No, it's basically, yes, yes, drag my ass, drag me to hell. But I was like just focusing on like, wow, wouldn't it be nice to have the sliding, the friction of a penis inside of me? Like, wouldn't that feel good? And then I started thinking about it. And
what
I
was a novel like, concept.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, I missed that.
Yeah.
It's been a minute, you know?
Yeah.
So
so for anyone keeping score, yeah, the pandemic has really like done its work on us. It's working. It's happening.
Oh, God.
We're losing it. And
I'm
we
horny.
Rachel is horny. And honestly, these are new levels. Like,
yeah,
it's,
I'm sweating.
Okay, listen, hot vac summer is right around the corner. It's happening now. Get out there, baby. Let's move on to the next video.
Yeah, let's talk about it because I'm excited to talk about it.
Yes. So this is from Mondo Fetish. Did we ever confirm? It has to be fetish, right?
I think it's like a play on fetish.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
This platform that we were recently introduced to, we talked about it on the BBW episode. And I'm a huge fan. I mean, everything, the actual platform itself, the aesthetic of it, like,
I was just
going to
say, like, the website is really funky and fun,
so
which is like
fun.
Not always like, the case with indie film, indie porn, I should say.
I love the aesthetic. Like, I just think like whoever designed it is so smart. Like the whole look of it is like the creative direction.
It's fun
is
and funky, which
amazing.
Like is aligned with the actual content itself.
Yeah.
I'll read their little blurb. Mondo Fetish celebrates the beautiful, strange and colorful world of fetish. Inspired by art house and grindhouse cinema, our X-rated films explore identity, gender and sexuality in the most sensational way.
I love that.
Yeah. So this video.
Yeah, this video is with, it's called Leather Top Ashley and Ava the Gimp. It's Mistress Ashley Page, who actually have been following on Instagram for a very long time. Mm-hmm. She's amazing. She's like a femme for femme dom.
Yeah, and just a free shout out. I also looked at her website for the first time. Mistress Page NYC and Page has an I in it.
Yeah.
MistressPageNYC.com is like one of the sexiest websites I've ever seen. Like the
photos
are stunning. She also fully offers like pricing on the site, which I actually was thrilled by. Like, I don't know. It's just, I'm always curious about that kind of thing. And I think transparency is cool.
Yeah.
And this is someone who's clearly just an icon and like firmly established.
Oh, yeah.
And does, obviously, as we're describing with the pricing, in-person sessions more than porn, right? Like, better known as a dom in New York than as a porn performer. But we get a rare treat with this video.
But yeah, I'm a big fan. Follow her on Instagram. It's amazing. She's great. And also in Ava the Gimp, Ava D'Amore, who's also a switch and I think does some dom stuff. I'm not actually sure where she's based. But anyways, the little blurb that they wrote is Leather Top Ashley Page makes Gimp Ava D'Amore worship her leathers, and not before long, things get really wet and messy.
And boy, do they.
Yes. So basically we start off, Ava is essentially worshiping daddy's leather. And I love that she likes to be referred to as daddy. That's so hot to me. She's in like a full leather, like the hat, like the biker hat. Like the boots, like the jacket, everything. It's got like a very like gender fluid feel, which is always exciting for me. Like I love seeing a dom that's kind of isn't necessarily like hyper femme, you know?
Yep. And Ava is also wearing a gimp mask and a leather outfit as well.
What I also love about Ava is throughout this whole video, I mean, there's it's a ton of leather worship. Like she's you know, shining it. She's got like shoe wax. She's got
Opening the can of wax or leather cleaner or polish. I don't know what to call these. Leather balm. And a brush, and then we like just proceed to like shine and like buff this leather before we even get into any sex acts. So it's very like truly for those with a leather fetish. Like I think it really services that.
And she, you know, she gets like stepped on, grabbed. It's a lot of like pain play. And there was a moment when like Mistress Page like stepped on her crotch and her leather boots. And I was like that. Yeah. And like moved it around. And I was like, yeah, that's hot. Super hot.
And we get a lot of Mistress Page monologuing also, which we've talked about before, is like is just a challenge. It's just a challenge for a great dom to ref. I mean, it doesn't feel scripted or memorized. It feels naturally interactive. And I think it shows that this is a professional expert dom. Like just everything she says feels motivated and like hot, and like she has a really natural command, you know, like nothing feels forced. We talk about that also. We were like picky about like that dom skill of being able to be like authoritative without being like, I'm angry, you know, like there's this weird lie that happens sometimes when people just seem uncomfortable doming. Like it doesn't feel like acting. It just feels like genuine authority. And that's really rare, especially in porn.
What I also really loved was about Ava is that she has like a way of being in subspace that is like it just looks like pure ecstasy. The way she was like moaning and enjoying herself so much. Like I feel like it's kind of hard sometimes to see to see like what subspace looks like. And I felt like she does a good job of like like representing it.
Yeah, it was playful and still submissive, and like some of the play around the dom sub dynamic between them was that, like you said, she's like Ava's being stepped on, or like there's something that Mistress Paige is doing to sort of elicit a little bit of like pain pleasure play,
right?
And she starts to moan, and then Mistress Paige is like, your little hormones aren't going to stop the pain, so keep fucking shining, you know, that they play around that thing. And that I love, like you said, that Ava's gets distracted from her duties as sub because she's enjoying it. And that's always a really nice tactic.
Right. Like, so especially with pain stuff, you know, and like, it's just always nice to see people enjoying it. And it's not like, because then I'm like, I don't want to watch like torture porn. And this was absolutely both of them enjoying each other and still highlighting the power dynamic.
And then it evolves and we like, undress a little bit, like the mask comes off, the pants come off, but the boots stay on.
Yes.
And then we get this like really interesting like butterfly positioning where like Mistress Paige has Ava upside down with her legs open, and for a while she's like standing over her and like teasing her, like
pulling
on
her
teasing
pubes.
Like the genitalia like close to each other, you know what I mean? Like they're both their crotches are kind of like oop oop, like she's sort of like teasing in that way. And then we get some piss play.
It was actually the first time that I feel like I've watched piss play and I wasn't like grossed out by it, you know, or like turned off. Like I was like, no, this makes sense, you know, and I don't feel like weirded out by the bodily fluid.
Well, listen, we've evolved.
We've evolved.
We're opening our minds and we're getting better and more accustomed to things that we were unaccustomed to before. And yeah, it's incorporated in a really fun and like surprising way. And because this is such a strong scene of domination for Mistress Paige, when she's like, just, I'm going to piss on Ava. It's like, oh yeah, of course she is.
It's just, because it is inside of a strong dynamic, like it's already in a world of play. It's not just pissing just for the sake of pissing, which is fine, you know, but it's that, but because it's like already involved in like a, they're already so deep in like their sex dimension of like being inside their subspace and dom space. Like,
it just what helped it made, pull you in was the believable dynamic and the chemistry. That makes sense to me.
I also really loved, she like spanks her. I mean, you know how I feel about spanking. It's my favorite thing.
I wanted to talk about this too. The sound.
The sound of the leather glove on her ass was like really exciting to me.
Really like weighty and like resonant. I felt the same thing. She slapped her face first. I forgot to mention it, but that was well before we get to the piss play and all that kind of stuff. But one of the first things she does when she takes her mask off and engages her is slap her in the face. And the like thud of it was like, ooh, it's like heavy. Really hot. Like, something about that makes it also feel safer, which doesn't necessarily make sense with like would be hot about someone getting slapped. But do you know what I mean? Like, there's just something about like, it just like landed really clearly with like a thud. And it's like, ooh, like it sort of shakes you rather than feeling chaotic and therefore like messy and dangerous.
Like, sometimes you like spank someone and it makes a, like doesn't make any sound. And you're like,
Or it's just
how
like,
how uncomfortable.
And you're like, oh, like you're both like, okay, try again. You know, like rooting for the best, you know, like we all have to kind of like find our way through it, you know?
Like, oh, it was awkward. But
all of this was like so satisfying and like well executed, and the gloves created that like thick sound that was so.
It was hot. It was really hot to me. It was also hot to see like Mistress Page kind of like humping her from behind, like, you know, like pulling on her. Yeah, it just was, it was hot.
Yeah.
It was a hot bed. I liked it a lot.
So all in all, just like really well executed. We are, we've become official fans of Mondo Fetiche.
Yes. And check them out, you guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can't recommend them enough, especially if you're into leather.
Yes. Or other various kinks. Yes. A bunch of like kinky stuff. So
yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Great things.
Yeah. And the lighting, everything of it. Yeah.
Yeah. And the, yes. Yeah. The whole thing, like the environment of it felt really like contained and simple, you know, like didn't try to do too
and
much
well
either.
Produced, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I feel like I already know that both of these are going in your spank bank or.
Speaking of, it's
an open source spank bank right now. It is just, you're taking anything you can get.
Liz, speaking, when she said the word hormones aren't going to save you, like I literally thought hormones and I was like, yeah, my hormones.
I did too. I heard hormones too. And I was like, well, your hormones. So what's that mean? You know,
my hormones are raging.
Yeah. And you were like, don't talk about them. Like, they'll hear you and they'll well up.
Exactly. That's how it works. They'll rise to the surface. Yeah. Honestly, I mean, I'm absolutely jerking off to, the Mondo Fetiche fed. And like, you know, I would be lying if I said I didn't feel a little something something in between my thighs at the other video. Just
that,
because I
that
was like
German one-legged Dom got
I
you.
I just
she's not one-legged the jumpsuit is, but I needed
I
to
mean I miss sex, guys. You heard it here first.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Can't be the only one.
Oh babe. We're all there.
Speaking of which, I gotta go jerk off.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Instagram at Girls on Pern, that's porn without the O, on Twitter at GOP the podcast, on our website, girlsonporn.com, and now on Patreon, patreon.com/girlsonporn.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the show if you haven't already. And if you leave us a 5-star review, put your Instagram handle in the review and we'll tag you for thanking you for showing us such wonderful support.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good. Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.